Gracias.
Thank you, President. We'd like to welcome the distinguished delegation of Trinidad and Tobago, and we thank them for the presentation. We acknowledge the efforts made by the government to implement past UPR recommendations that were accepted. We welcome the presentation of its periodic reports before the human rights treaty bodies. Trinidad and Tobago has been fighting the pandemic with effective measures to reduce contagion and protect its population. Social support measures have been strengthened through 3 months of benefits provided to affected persons who also received assistance for paying their rent and emergency food baskets. The government has continued strengthening infrastructure for preschool, primary, secondary and tertiary education all the way to the level of undergraduate degrees, and provides social support services to students such as the provision of food through the school meal program and free transportation, as well as textbooks and a subvention for school uniforms. We commend Trinidad and Tobago's commitment to eradicating poverty through social well-being policies aimed at facilitating access to basic goods and services for people living in poverty. The National Social Development Programme provides water, electricity and sanitation to the most disadvantaged. We'd like to congratulate the government of Trinidad and Tobago on all this and recommend the following. One, to continue working on eradicating poverty through its successful social well-being policies. And secondly, to continue strengthening its national healthcare system to continue protecting the life of its people, especially of the most vulnerable. We wish Trinidad and Tobago every success for this UPR. Thank you.